Republican Representative Randy Fine was the House's principal backer of the bill, which puts in place a legal definition of anti-Semitism and makes it consistent with the way Florida's school system treats racial discrimination.
Why now? The problem we face today is that anti-Semitism has become the socially acceptable form of discrimination.
Fine went on to cite a tweet from U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar in reference to pro-Israel lobby, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC.
400 years ago, Shakespeare referred to a Jew as a Shylock in a Shakespearean address. Today, we hear it's all about the Benjamins.
Omar ultimately faced backlash for the comment, but later publicly apologized and explained that it was not meant to be anti-Semitic, but rather took issue with lobbyists' quote, problematic role in D.C. politics. It was widely reported in the weeks leading up to the governor's Israel trip that DeSantis is expected to sign the bill while overseas. But Fine, who along with five other state lawmakers will be in attendance on the trip, said in April his bill is not about Israeli-U.S. relations.
I want to be clear about something. This bill's not about Israel, though certainly our relationship with Israel is strengthened by it. No, this bill is about children like Representative Polsky's children. To tell her and all of our constituents that are Jewish and their children that when their children go off to college, they will never have an eviction notice put on the door of their dorms. So that no Jewish student has to live through an on-campus Israeli apartheid week, which just got funded at the university that I was so proud to attend.
There, Fine cites his alma mater, Harvard University. Fielding questions from his peers during a Senate committee, the chamber's sponsor, Republican Joe Gruters, explained how anti-Semitism will be defined for public schools.
Senate Bill 1272 prohibits anti-Semitism in public school system. This bill adds discrimination based on religion to the forms of discrimination which is prohibited in the public school system. This bill standardizes the definitions of anti-Semitism to the State Department definition, and additionally, K-12 public education institutions must treat discrimination by students or employees based on anti-Semitism the same way it treats discrimination based on race.
But Christopher Finan, who directs the National Coalition Against Censorship, sees the measure as being at odds with the First Amendment.
We have a broad concern about any legislation that could have the effect of suppressing somebody's right to have and express an opinion on any subject.
Finan says his organization shares in the belief that more must be done to fight anti-Semitism, but is concerned that the bill, should it become law, would threaten students' free speech right to be critical of the Israeli government or support Palestinian rights.
House Bill 741 got our attention immediately because it clearly steps over the line between protecting against discrimination, which of course we support, and infringing on the right to express an opinion that might be considered hostile to Israel and or Israeli policy, and that therefore could be banned or punished as an anti-Semitic comment or writing.
Finan says the piece of the bill putting a definition of anti-Semitism in place isn't what caught his attention.
The definition of anti-Semitism in the bill is, at least part of it, is certainly unobjectionable and, widely recognized accepted as a definition. It's where they add the language about comments about Israel that we encounter the problem, because even though the sponsors of the bill insist that it doesn't conflict with the First Amendment, I think there's no question that this isn't an unconstitutional infringement.
For that reason, Finan says he expects the law, should it be signed by DeSantis, to end up being challenged in court. He's written a letter to the governor on behalf of his organization asking for a veto. Some are questioning aspects of the Israel trip itself. Barbara Peterson, who heads the First Amendment Foundation, has expressed concern that holding a cabinet meeting in Israel may violate open government laws. DeSantis is billing it as a historic business development trip that will last nearly an entire week. The governor is bringing a group of about 100 with him, including representatives from Florida businesses, lobbyists, academics, and state agency heads. I'm Ryan Daly.